Freeform Radio, the voice of Sacramento. You'll never guess what you'll hear next.
It's a spell that turns me on. Whoa. She pretends that she can't hear me. Whoa. When she smiles, my heart beats stronger. Whoa. I can't move if she's not near me. Whoa. Nobody walks the way that you do. Nobody talks the way that you do. Nobody cares the way that you do. Nobody moves me. In the morning when she wakes, whoa. The sun will shine upon her bed, whoa. I won't even hesitate, whoa. To say she's always in my head, whoa. Nobody moves me.
FM, KUBU, the voice of Sacramento, and Jason Burke with Nobody Walks from his 2014 album, Coming Home. And we met Jason about a year ago, right at the time he put that album out. And right now on the phone all the way from, well, I'll let him tell you, I've got Jason Burke. Jason, how are you today?
Hey there, Mike. Good to be here.
Okay, so you are somewhere really cool. Tell everybody where you're at right now.
Right now I'm crossing the Bay Bridge on my way into San Francisco to go see Billy Joel.
So this has got to be a first. This is the first time I've ever interviewed somebody when they were not on solid land, on terra firma. You're driving over the water, and you're about to see Billy Joel in a few hours. Wow.
Yes, yes. Everybody here is very excited.
I don't know that I've ever seen him. I know I've never seen him performing. I've heard his shows are great. You sound like you're in for a treat, though.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen him, but everybody that I've talked to has said that it's one of the best that you can see.
Fantastic, fantastic. So how's your summer been going? I mean, right now that sounds like a great way to end the summer, but what have you been up to lately?
Summer's been eventful. It's been a mix of, I did the famous International Pop Overthrow Festivals in Los Angeles and San Francisco like I did last year.
Nice.
Which was a lot of fun, a couple solo shows there. I played a few shows with Leah Capel and The What. Actually, we've dropped The What from the name, but a few shows with Leah Capel over the summer in Los Angeles. So, you know, playing with her, we're getting ready to start recording her next record, and I've been in the process of writing and recording my next record.
That's exciting. Lots going on. And, you know, it's kind of funny because we're revisiting the cycle from last year, because I definitely met you at the IPO in San Francisco last year. Really enjoyed your music on stage. You've been on the show here a couple times in person, one time with Leah Capel and the band formerly known as The What's, and
that's correct.
And one time as yourself. And this is the first time we've done a phone interview. So you've given me a new track to play, and is that going to be on the upcoming album?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a very fresh track. I wrote it a couple months ago, but recorded it Monday night in my home studio, and I was just so happy that it came out as well as it did that I spent the next, 24 hours. It was the only thing I listened to, and I figured, if a chef can enjoy the food he makes, the musician can enjoy the music he makes. So I was very excited about it, and I figured I needed to share it, and I thought, what better place than Swirl Radio?
Well, I'm really excited that you chose to share it with us here on Swirl Radio. Also, yesterday was an auspicious occasion. It was your birthday, so big happy birthday from the whole Swirl Radio world.
Well, thanks a lot. It's this whole weekend is a big old celebration.
What a great way to spend it, too. So I want to ask you about a couple song meanings. I figure let's take a minute, talk to the songwriter himself. The song that we just heard, Nobody Walks, what's the meaning behind the lyrics on that one?
Oh, it's just, when there's a person that you're in love with or that you really, enjoy being around, you always think that they're, the way that they do things, the way that they walk or talk or sound is, completely unique to them, which, it statistically is, but you really pick up on that more once they're no longer just a face in the crowd. So, that song is about sort of, being bewitched by somebody's charm.
Wow, it definitely comes through as well. And then the new song that you've got for us is called That's Not You. What's that one about?
That one is definitely a less happy song. It's more akin to a breakup song, just about the general idea of when you know somebody so well and then they do something that's not, what you're used to them doing, to try and take a moment to be like, hey, that's not you. What's going on here?
That makes sense.
But it's a little paradox that it's still, an up-tempo power pop thing, with a little bit of a soul influence in there. So it's not dark and dirgy and meditative. It's just like, hey, let's take a step back here. Let's have a conversation.
Well, it kind of makes me think of Elvis Costello's Get Happy album, where there's a lot of upbeat soul-sounding stuff, but there were some messages, some deep, dark messages in a lot of those tunes.
Yeah, that one is definitely, as far as going back, writing for this record, that's been a good model for me to look to, as far as, I love writing pop songs, but I also wanted to stretch out a little bit and go back to, older influences of Motown and Stax and just the old R&B and soul records, and the Get Happy record, which I've got a big poster in my bedroom for that record.
Nice.
So it's definitely a big one.
Yeah, I remember when that came out, and on vinyl, it was kind of unheard of to have 20 songs on a single vinyl disc. Now, granted, they were all pretty short songs, but that was just...
Oh, yeah, they're all, two and a half minutes or something like that, but, I wouldn't remove a single one.
No, no way. That was all quality and quantity. It was just an amazing feat, for an artist like that. And, if you're using Elvis as a model, more power to you. That is not a bad role model.
And then even more than Get Happy actually is his first record instead of, having established a pattern and going back, his first one was, a lot of just good R&B numbers with no ulterior motive, but still, keeping the angry young man thing going.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, definitely. And I like the idea, no ulterior motive. I mean, he definitely was true to the mission on that one. So, Jason, have you got any gigs coming up? I know you played the couple of International Pop Overthrow festivals. Anything else on the horizon?
Nothing at the moment. Now it's getting down to really just getting into the studio and recording the rest of the record, which I'm hoping to have out. No official release date yet, but should be later in the fall, maybe November. So I'll definitely keep everybody posted on that.
That sounds good. The Twirl Nation awaits the arrival. Definitely, if you're up in the Sacramento area, then we'll have to have you back in the studio.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Well, Jason Burke, you're... on your way in many, many different ways tonight, specifically literally to a great Billy Joel concert. You're on your way, to a new album, a couple new albums, and you are definitely a Twirl Radio sensation. Everybody loves the stuff that you do. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Same here, and we're going to listen to your song, That's Not You. This is a world radio premiere of Jason Burke's new song, That's Not You, on Twirl Radio.
Try to tell me you're deep in a hole.
you. You try to tell me you think I should go, but that's not true. You say you're holding on to something that you think you should be letting loose, but that's not you. If you think you need some time to yourself, I'd say you do. If you think it won't be hurting my health, I got some news. I've heard all the things that you say, and I've seen all the things that you do. You, I could blame you for breaking my heart, but you could blame me too. I could blame you for hitting restart, it's what you had to do. I could say